This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for being locked in, for being tuned in, wherever you might be on this Monday, December 1st. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer, Ryan Botcher. He is in New York City. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Okay, we've talked about Lane Kiffin. He had his press conference about 2 hours ago, introductory press conference at LSU. We talked about the Chicago Bears, number one in the NFC. The Broncos, winners of 9 straight. Yeah, they're winning games, but are they inspiring? I think the answer is no, not really. Okay, and then we got another game to wrap up week 13 of the NFL season. In about an hour from now, we got kickoff between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. This one could get ugly. It's possible. I'm easily going to go with the Patriots to win this one. But we'll get into that. In 20 minutes from now, we're going to talk all things NFL with Brian DiArdo, NFL writer for CBS Sports. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Bill Bender, covers all things college football for the Sporting News. And we'll talk about Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss for LSU. And we'll also talk about some of the other coaches who have started to move around, as we can expect more movement as we're coming up on signing day in college. There's a lot going on. And so we got a lot to discuss. Okay, you can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind as well if you want to start the show from the beginning. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Ask the computer to play the Infinity Sports Network. Me, I'm on the internet. I'm at JR Sport Brief. You got Instagram, I'm there. You got Facebook, I'm there. You got X/Twitter, I am there at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, and shout outs to Mike for calling us from Maryland, as we talked about the Broncos and then also the Bears, just looking good, right? They're winning games, 9-game winning streak, 9 wins. They look good. But do you trust them? The answer is no, I don't. I trust the Broncos' defense. Not too many areas that I trust overall for them to win a championship, to be true competitors, contenders. I don't at all. And so then he brought up another point. He says, yeah, things are even. There's a lot of parity right now, and it absolutely is. There's not one team that's just bulldozing through everybody. You would assume the Eagles will be there at the end despite their ups and downs in the locker room and in the media and on social media, players complaining about their role and their identity. You would think that they'll figure it out or they just crash into the toilet. We'll see. Rams had a little bit of a blip yesterday against the up and down Panthers. You never know what you're going to get out of them. And you got the teams that are just used to being around that are good, right? Kansas City Chiefs may not even make the postseason. Buffalo Bills got Superman Josh Allen on their team, the reigning MVP. You'd expect them to be there at the end. You know, are you trusting the Jaguars? Are you trusting the Colts? Nah, give me the old teams that I'm used to seeing. And that brings me to the AFC North. Well, we got a bunch of old teams or teams that you would think are going to compete. The Ravens, well, we know Lamar's been out with an injury. They're trying to run the table so they could win the division and get it to the postseason. And then we have the Steelers. You want to say that there's an old reliable in the NFL? That this is just, they're there, you're used to them being there, but they're no longer like true competitors, contenders? Steelers are 6-6. They lost to Buffalo yesterday, 26-7. Aaron Rodgers returning from that broken wrist. Couldn't play under center. They over here snapped the ball at him deep. Zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. Miscommunications between Aaron Rodgers and his wide receivers. This is a team, they can't run the ball. Where's Jerome Bettis? We need Jerome Bettis back. He lives here in Georgia now. It's too damn much. It's the same old, same old. We got the Steelers last year. They had to throw Justin Fields and Russell Wilson out there. They ended the year with 5 straight losses. People are looking at Mike Tomlin saying it's time for him to go. And we've been hearing that for years now, but now it's getting even louder. It was heard in the stadium yesterday. You could hear it on television. Fans yelling, fire Tomlin. And so Mike Tomlin, who's been around now, what, 19 seasons? He's never had a losing season, okay? He's had 15 winning seasons, and the other ones were a draw. Well, even, I should say, 500, 8-8. Is he going to have a losing season this year? He very well might. Aaron Rodgers is about to turn 42 years old this week. He ain't getting any younger. The guy got driven into the ground yesterday. We don't know if he's got a broken nose or what. He was all stitched up. But Mike Tomlin says, oh, yeah, the fans, they want me fired. I understand.
Man, I share their frustration tonight, man. We didn't do enough. And that's just the reality of it.
As simple as that, you get it. We suck. And so naturally, Aaron Rodgers was asked about the boos, about the fire Tomlin chants, and Aaron Rodgers didn't appreciate the question.
Do you see the flatness within the game and in practice as something that's not being done right from a coaching aspect or preparation aspect that's kind of framing you guys in the wrong way?
I know what you're trying to ask, and I'm not going to go down that road at all. I believe in the coaching staff. I believe in Mike Tomlin. That's why I came here. And players need to take accountability, myself included, and I will. And I will continue to. I got to play better.
He got a broken wrist on his non-throwing hand. And he's 42 years old. What do we want from him? I mean, you expected Aaron Rodgers to be a steadying presence. But they can't deliver the ball down the field. A, he's older. And who's he going to trust besides Metcalf? Not Austin. And we knew this going into the season. They ain't had nobody that you looked at and said, oh, my God, he's scaring the living hell out of me. Jonnu Smith? Come on, man. What are we doing here? And so Aaron Rodgers, yeah, there was a whole love affair between him and Mike Tomlin, but the offense hasn't moved the way that people expected it to. Aaron Rodgers heard the boos. He can understand them.
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, they pay money for a ticket, so they have the right, good, bad, or indifferent, to say what they want. So I totally understand the frustration. I've been booed on offense, even in Green Bay over the years, so. That was a boo-worthy performance, and understanding frustration.
Well, I appreciate his acceptance. It was a boo-worthy performance. Okay. Well, it's Aaron Rodgers, so he didn't just say it was a boo-worthy performance by himself, but the whole team. He also wanted to single out his wide receivers. Oh, yeah, listen to this.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out-breaker. You know, John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's, you know, he's sick about that. But, you know, I threw a ball I thought was going to get hit by the wind, and it was 4 yards over Roman, so I got to make that throw. But, you know, we have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside of the facility, and look forward to seeing all the boys there.
Okay, you could see all the boys there at the meetings, and you could go through everything, the ups, the downs. You can do all of that. You can. Here's where things lie. We knew this season was pretty much going to be the same old thing that we've always seen from the Steelers, except that you hope that there was a little bit more consistency with the quarterback position. That's it. What else changed? Okay, they had George Pickens. Pickens is now in Dallas. They got Metcalf in a return. Well, what does it matter if you can just kind of key in on him? And he's more of a downfield threat, and they can't get the ball downfield as big and strong as he is. The Steelers went 10-7 last year. They got the Ravens up next. This is just going to be a war of attrition. The Steelers might lose this game. And then there are going to be more people yelling, Mike Tomlin has to go. Now, I've been saying it for a long time. I like Mike Tomlin. The players want to play for Mike Tomlin. But Mike Tomlin can only go out there and coach who's in front of him. That's it. And between him and their general manager, a con, and you know they work in pretty much tandem where it appears that Mike Tomlin, he is the boss. Since Ben Roethlisberger, they walked him out the building. Not everybody is lucky to find a successor, and they haven't found theirs. Come on. I mean, we got the Saints. What the hell have they been since Drew Brees hung it up? And then in an hour from now, we got the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots found a little bit of help here. And not a little bit of help. They got a lot of help because they got Drake May. Like, this is the situation. This is the space that the Steelers are in. They don't know who their quarterback is. The guy's 42 years old. And are you going to let Mike Tomlin stick around to kind of build into the future if you can go ahead and hit a jackpot in the draft next year? And I think the answer is yes, but I wouldn't be mad if Mike Tomlin and the Steelers and the Rooney family said, this is it. It's time to go. I mean, they've had, what, the three coaches? Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher. And Mike Tomlin has been sitting in the seat for now almost 20 years. They last won a Super Bowl in 2009. Nothing lasts forever. And so if this really hits the fan, yeah, Mike Tomlin, he'll get picked up immediately. It's not going to be no messy Lane Kiffin crap where it's just like, oh, my God, we got to get him the hell up one out of here. It will be amicable. That's if he wants to go. But don't be surprised, and the Steelers fans might hate this, don't be surprised if Mike Tomlin is still in the job next year. Because sometimes what you don't know can be worse than what you do. The fans feel that they just got to take a big swing and fire Mike Tomlin and do what? Unless you have a clear succession plan, unless you have a great idea about how you move forward, you could turn into the clown show. The Steelers are one of the most prestigious organizations in the entire NFL. They're one of the biggest brands in professional sports in North America. Don't turn into a clown show. You know, I think it's risky to just tell Khan and Tomlin goodbye. Just to hire somebody else. You don't know. Have you seen some of these other teams? How bad they are? If they were able to find a quarterback, maybe things would be different. Damn it, we know they would be. I mean, now we even got Ben Roethlisberger putting in his 2 cents. I mean, after they lost to the Seahawks, you know, well, not even, just last week, Ben Roethlisberger was saying that Mike Tomlin doesn't even make adjustments out there. Listen to this.
And our halftime adjustments or lack there. I mean, we talk about it at halftime. Evan, hey, welcome.
Hey.
We talk about during the, like, if I feel like if we go into a game and we're only up 10 or less, like we're going to be in trouble because I'm nervous about our halftime adjustments.
Yeah.
And or lack thereof or whatever. Like, we need to be up by 20 some at halftime.
Yeah.
But
50.
Yeah. That 60. Would be great too.
The Evan, more the merrier.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger ain't going back out there to throw the ball. Ben Roethlisberger is not coming back. He's not saving a day. Aaron Rodgers is on his last leg. Whether or not he decides to retire at the end of the year or even come back next season, it's the roster. You can only coach who's on the damn team. And, of course, Mike Tomlin has some influence over that. Nobody hits the jackpot every time. He hit the jackpot early on in his career when he was in his 30s. He was able to pick up Bill Cowher's team. A couple seasons later, they won the Super Bowl, okay? We don't have to look any further than Bill Belichick. Okay, he had the greatest quarterback, most accomplished quarterback of all time. But when Tom Brady left, the next thing you know, people are looking at Bill Belichick going, man, well, you're supposed to be the great one. We all knew it was Tom Brady. No crap. Bill Belichick said it all the time. In order to succeed, my success was contingent on the success of Tom Brady. And there's not a coach alive, unless he's a real dumbass, who will not credit the players before he credits himself. Mike Tomlin can't come out and say it. He's too in the weeds. But listen, the players are not there right now. And I don't care what your name is. You could be Phil Jackson. Okay, different sport. But you could be Phil Jackson. If we took Phil Jackson today in Bacha, who's a bum team today?
In the NFL or any sport?
I'm talking about basketball.
Okay, Titans.
Basketball?
Oh, basketball. Hornets. Hornets. Wizards.
We could take... Hornets, I think, are terrible. We could take Phil Jackson. And if we dump this guy with the Hornets right now, they'd still be ass. You can only coach who's in front of you. And I'm going to say it again. If there's an amicable split between Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, hey, nothing lasts forever. He ain't going to be the Steelers coach forever now. Eventually, it's going to end. But be careful what you ask for. It may be risky. You may not get the results that you expect. You might get even worse. Okay? Sometimes it might be good just to be mediocre. And just stick that out before you hit a little flash of success. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll ask this question to Brian DiArdo, who covers all things NFL for CBS Sports. We'll get his thoughts on the Steelers, get a little bit of a preview for tonight's Monday Night Football game, get his thoughts on the Broncos and in Washington, and not Washington. Washington lost yesterday to the Broncos. We'll talk about the Bears. We'll talk all things NFL on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Reed Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, we're getting ready to wrap up week 13 of the NFL season. In about 45 minutes from now, we're going to have kickoff between the New England Patriots and the New York Giants. We're going to talk about that game, but I do want to pick up on part of the conversation we just had prior to the break. Also last hour, talk about some of the contenders, pretenders currently in the NFL. And joining us right now on the phone is someone who covers all things NFL. You can catch all of his work writing on the league at CBS Sports. Welcome to the show, Brian Diardo. Brian, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Excellent. We appreciate the time. In our last break, just a few minutes ago, prior to you joining us, we talked about the Steelers. We know that they have been old reliable, but they've also been very mediocre, to say the least, post Ben Roethlisberger. And now we're hearing Mike Tomlin answering questions about the fans trying to get him the hell up one out of there. Do you think it's a reality that this might be his last season in Pittsburgh?
Well, it's great to be on with you. And I don't think it will be for several reasons. I think, number one, he signed for 2 more seasons after this under his current contract. And Art Rooney II signed him to this extension, I think, with the understanding of, you know, they want to see this playoff drought, which is now at 9 years, end over the remaining years of Tomlin's contract. If it doesn't, by between now and then, I do think that they might go their own they'll go their own ways. I can almost guarantee that. If the status quo remains the status quo. But I think right now that's currently the plan. I think we're in year 2 of that extension. You know, last year, you know, they started 10-3. They fizzled, lost in the wild card round. You know, this year they started 4-2. They've now lost 5 of 7. But, you know, and I'm sure as your listeners know, and I know you know this, this is not new for Mike Tomlin. 2 years ago they were 7-7, and we were having this conversation. Then they won 3 straight games, made the playoffs. It just seems like every couple of years the Steelers have this rut, and then Tomlin's you know, futures is called into question. But every single time, his team seems to respond with wins when he needs it.
Now, we know their next game is going to be against those Ravens, and we know how just competitive things are in the AFC. The NFL in general, there's not one just team that's beating the living hell out of everybody right now. Just sticking to the AFC, and we know we have New England tonight. What team do you think has the best chance of representing the AFC in a Super Bowl? Is it one of these newer teams, or is it, you know, kind of the old stalwarts?
I you know, it's easy to say this because they have the best record, but it's hard not to pick Denver. And, you know, I know that, and I, you know, Sean Payton was asked in his presser last night, well, you guys survived. And he quickly said, no, we won that game. And I'm with him. I mean, it's to me, it's not a bad thing that they squeaked out a win against the Commanders, right? Now, I will say in that game, it seems like the Commanders may have exposed a potential weakness in their defense with the quick passing of Marcus Mariota. But let's not forget, Marcus Mariota is a former, number 2 overall pick. So, you know, I know his career hasn't panned out in that trajectory, but he's still a veteran quarterback that knows how to read defense. And so to beat Denver's defense, you have to have a guy of his IQ, you know. But that being said, I mean, you got to love Bo Nix. Any team, as you know, that's going to win a Super Bowl, you have to have 2 things. Franchise quarterback that can get the ball in the end zone, in the red zone, or anywhere, and you got to have a great defense, which they have. To me, the biggest question mark is that running game. You know, R.J. Harvey's been okay, but Dobbins now with his injuries, that team to me seems like if you can stop Nix which is hard, but if you can do that, you can beat them. But to me, it'd be hard to not pick the Denver Broncos.
Brian DiArdo is here with us from CBS Sports. In about 30, 40 minutes or so, we're going to see the New England Patriots kick off against the Giants. They have a record of 10-2. Of course, their favorite tonight against the Giants with the returning Jackson Dart. What are your thoughts on New England and what May has been able to do and also having Vrabel there?
Well, I mean, they are winning the way that the old Patriots won. I mean, which is obviously, you know, hey, Mike Vrabel, he knows the Patriot way better than anybody, right? A member of the first, you know, run of that dynasty. But I will say, I mean, May has to be, and the Patriots have to be the surprise of this season. And you know, Josh McDaniels didn't work out as a head coach. Phenomenal offensive coordinator. And the work that he's done with quarterbacks has been impeccable. And the maturation of Drake May. But, you know, and I think it's great that we're discussing them right after Denver, because those are the two best teams record-wise in the AFC. But if there's one difference between the two teams, it is Travion Henderson and the Patriots' rushing attack. And they still have Ramondre Stevenson, who, you know, has lost some touches to Henderson, and some of his fumbling issues has been a reason for that. But he's still a very capable back. And anytime you've got two healthy backs this late in the season, that's a huge advantage for you. So, you know, I think they have a balanced offense, which has really helped May. That offensive line's gotten a lot better. That was such an issue for that team the last couple of years. And you knew with Mike Vrabel that, I mean, they don't beat themselves. They're super good at tackling after contact or first contact. They don't allow almost any yak yardage. They're boring. I mean, they're a lot like the old Patriots, like I said. They're not the team that I would pay to watch necessarily. You know, I'm not necessarily jacked for this game, but it's football. And again, they don't beat themselves. And as you alluded to earlier, RJ, and you're right, there's so much parity in this league. So, you know, and I think it was Bill Parcells said this potentially, or Bill Walsh, before you can win, you've got to learn not to lose. And the Patriots are really good at not losing.
Well, Brian, one team that we have here not getting a lot of attention right now is the Kansas City Chiefs. They're at 6-6. They're in danger of not even making the postseason. If they are to get in, would you still look at them as a legitimate threat to go back to another Super Bowl? Or is this just not their year?
I can't see it. You know, I really can't see it. You know, I had them finishing still. I think a few weeks ago, I had to predict every game the rest of the year. I think I still had them, you know, going, I think, 12-5. So I certainly, you know, was overestimating, you know, their ability to turn things around. But I think that, you know, you are what your record says you are, and they're a 500 club now. Now, I still do see them snatching one of those wild card spots, which is going to be really, really hard. Now, I will say the AFC North is only getting one team out, so that makes it easier for them. And now Justin Herbert's hand injury makes it even easier. But I will say, I think for me, the key to them, which is weird to say because they have Patrick Mahomes, to me, it's Isaiah Pacheco and getting that running game going. And I know, listen, I'm sure your listeners are sensing a theme with me. I'm an old school football guy that loves a good running game. And I know that we are in the passing age now. But again, I don't remember the last time a team won a Super Bowl without at least a solid running game. And, you know, really, Pacheco was part of the underrated. He was the underrated part of that team when they won back. I really think hindered their ability to three-peat. So they've got to get him going. But I really also think that Mahomes has to find his new number one. It's clear Kelsey's not that guy anymore. So is it Rashee Rice? Is it Xavier Worthy? Who's it going to be? He needs to find that guy, and that defense needs to win some more games for them. They've been a very disappointing component of this team to me. I thought that they'd be a lot better than they have been. They've got to start winning some games when their offense struggles.
Brian DiArdo covers all things NFL for CBS Sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, Brian, the team that just won the Super Bowl, the defending champs who don't want to acknowledge they are the defending champs. We saw what happened with the Philadelphia Eagles on Friday, losing to the Chicago Bears. The Bears are now number one in the NFC. Philadelphia is still trying to find their footing and their offensive identity. What are your thoughts on the Eagles? Is there still enough time for them to turn things around?
There is, but they've got to shake up the offensive play calling. And Kevin Betullo, I feel bad for him. I guess his house got egged in the hours after that loss. So this past loss on Black Friday. So, you know, not only did he have to lose, and then he has to get up in the next morning in his boxers or whatever he's wearing at night and clean up the eggs on his house. So kind of feel for him there. But the issue for me is they become too predictable on offense. And I'll be honest, just from the outside, my main criticism or my main reasoning for why the offense has become so vanilla and predictable is the lack of rushing with Jalen Hurts. And I get it. Anytime a quarterback runs, he's susceptible to taking big hits. And even look at Justin Herbert's injury. That wasn't even a run. He was just running outside the pocket and got hit. And I get it. If you lose Jalen Hurts, you're done. I understand that. But there's got to be that risk-reward balance there. And to me, making him stationary is – and you mentioned the Steelers at the top of our show. I grew up watching Cordell Stewart. Full disclosure, I was a Steeler fan. When they made him stationary, that was the beginning of the end. You lost what made him so special. And, you know, Cam Newton never lost that, but that's why his career ended early. But I'm sure he doesn't regret anything because he got to play his game. I'm not saying to turn Jalen Hurts into a 20-carry-a-game guy, but you've got to lean into his athleticism, lean into that, because, yes, he is an elite thrower of the football. If you take away that rushing element, then you're really hurting your team. And that's one reason why Baltimore's struggling. But their reasoning is different. Lamar's hurt, and that's why he's not running.
Well, Brian, let me ask you this. You talk about running. When we take a look at the NFC West, some quarterbacks out there are not running, okay? Well, forget Arizona for a second and Kyler Murray, who he might be in the dust. Matthew Stafford not running around, he might be the MVP. Sam Darnold not running around, who knows? He may turn into a pumpkin again in a few games. And then we got Brock Purdy back. I mean, he ran for a touchdown and danced. And you got all three of these teams in the NFC West that have 9 wins. Are the Rams the cream of the crop there? Could you see them going to the Super Bowl again?
I really could. I will say that defense kind of surprised me in the way that they just performed against Carolina. Now, Carolina's good, and they'll sneak up on you. But after watching what the Niners just did to the Panthers and how bad they made that offense look, I was really surprised the Rams went there and that happened to them. But I could see them. I could see them winning. To me, the biggest thing for them is winning home field. We saw what happened last year, and they did play. They played very, very well in Philadelphia in the elements. But that offense struggled in the snow. Matthew Stafford, at his age, and listen, I watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers. When the weather gets cold, he looks like a lot of guys my age that are in their early 40s. Look, we want to be inside, unless you're putting on a coat and going to the golf course, which I still will because I'm an idiot and I love golf. But that's notwithstanding. I think for them, getting that home field is going to be huge. And I think they will, because I think right now the Niners are kind of just, they're clawing for that wild card spot, even though Purdy's back. And man, Shanahan won't win it, as we all know. What a job he has done with that team, with all the injuries being right there. But I do think that they're going to get home field. And because of that, they would be my front runner to go, just because they're going to be at home and in their elements and their conditions.
Well, Brian, are there any surprises? We see what we've gotten here in the regular season. Bears, number one. We've talked about the Broncos and some of the older teams that were used to having success. Is there a team that you don't think is getting the attention that they deserve so far this season?
I think it's Green Bay, to be honest, which is kind of weird. It's not like they're getting completely ignored. But I feel like for a team that's as good as them, they're not being talked about enough. And I went into the season, they were my Super Bowl pick. And I was kind of it. But they've got a great running back in Josh Jacobs. Now, I will say, they rely on him too much. They've got to find a complimentary running back for him, because he takes a lot of licks, and he's playing injuries right now as we speak. But Jordan Love, when he's on like he was, most of the game on Thanksgiving, he started out a little bit skittish. He's a great, great passer. And that defense with Micah Parsons is phenomenal. Like, Miles Garrett's going to run away with the Defensive Player of the Year. But very quietly, Micah Parsons just became the first player in NFL history to start his career with 12-plus sacks in each of his first 5 seasons. That's phenomenal. And again, as you know, you can rush the quarterback and you can run the football, and you've got a competent quarterback, you can win. And again, now, yes, Rams have home field. I love their chances to win. But that also aids the Packers in what they want to do. They could certainly win in domes. The only other team I would say is the Texans. I would start looking out for them. They're one game behind in the NFC, the AFC South standings. C.J. Stroud's impeccable, and they've got the number one rushing defense in the league. And they've got a really underrated running back tandem in Chubb and Meeks. I like their chances as well.
Okay, we'll see if Houston can kind of pop up in that division. Hey, Brian, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they could follow, find you, and keep up with all your work with CBS.
Well, like I said, you can probably find me on the golf course being a knucklehead in these weather conditions. But online, you can follow me on Twitter, at Brian DiArdo, and all of our stuff at CBS. So always fun to be on with you, and thanks for having me again.
Well, thank you, Brian. You be well. We'll catch you down the line.
Sounds great. Thanks.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Brian DiArdo, who covers all things NFL, writing for CBSSports.com. The JR Sport Brief Show, here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we got two teams going in two different directions, getting ready to kick off in New England. We have the New York Giants and the Patriots getting ready to get underway in about 30 minutes. We'll talk about this game on the other side of the break. I'll go ahead and take your calls as well. You want to give me a holler? You can. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll talk about tonight's Monday Night Football game. We'll wrap up week number 13. But to get an update on everything going on in the world of sports, here he is with a news flash. It's Rich Ackerman.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you so much to Brian DiArdo for joining us from CBS Sports. He came through last break. We talked all things NFL. You missed that conversation. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's also very important to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Okay, we got this Monday Night Football matchup about 15 or so minutes away from kickoff between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. Two teams going in opposite directions. The Giants got a record of 2-10. New England is the other way. They are 10-2. We'll talk about that game momentarily. A lot of us expect it to be a beatdown. And so let's get to some of your calls. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Chicago and talk to Desmond. Desmond, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Wanted to call in on the Steelers situation. I'm a longtime Bears fan here, and I want to tell a cautionary tale to those Steelers fans chanting Fire Tomlin, and probably the Ravens and John Harbaugh in Buffalo and Sean McDermott with this too. The Bears had tremendous success under Lovie Smith in the early 2000s. We got to a Super Bowl, multiple 10-plus win seasons, and then the Bears, in their infinite wisdom, fired Lovie after a 10-win season in 2012. From 2013 to this year, the Bears have had exactly one winning season. Now, this year's team is a lot of fun. We've had a lot of hope with them. But the Steelers fans really need to think about the coaches that we've dealt with in Chicago for more than a decade. before they run Mike Tomlin and the success that he's had out of town.
Oh boy, well, you are you throwing us back to the Thanksgiving debacle from last year? You remember that one, huh?
Oh, that was painful. I barely had an appetite to eat my turkey after that.
Yeah, Eberflus making people sick. I get it. Look, but that's how fandom works. Everybody always has a solution to fire somebody, but not everybody has a solution on what comes next. That's the easy thing to do. Fire this guy, fire this guy, fire this guy. And then you don't know what comes next. You don't.
Yeah, everyone wants the shiny new toy, and it might not be the best.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you, Desmond, for calling from Chicago. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it's easy. I mean, unless you have a clear cut on who's going to, quote unquote, come in and save the day, you got to be careful. And so if you're a Steelers fan, what? You want Mike Tomlin fired, and then what? Do you have an idea what happens after that, or you just want to can the dude? 888-710-4ISN. I don't think there's no magic wand. There's no magic bullet. I don't think there's Super Mario and a mushroom or a mystery box that's just going to save the day. It doesn't work that way. 888-710-4ISN. Alex is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Alex?
Hey, JR, what's up? Happy late Thanksgiving to you and your family, my friend.
Thank you. What's up?
On this particular show, you've spoken nothing but the football gospel, man. The show's been right on point, and it's been really a good show. I just wanted to weigh in on Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin did what he had to do, and like you, I agree that he could have moved on. But at the same time, I think that he's not being loyal to Ole Miss and not being loyal to his football players. I'm sure that when he recruited all those kids, he said that he was going to be there A through Z. And Botcher, listen out, because I know you're young, and JR, I know that you know this. When you're a man, you got to keep your word. And the bottom line is, he didn't keep his word, so therefore I've lost a lot of respect for him, not because of what he did, but in the way in which he did it. The okay. NCAA football is like the Wild Wild West. NIL is like the Wild Wild West, so it's a transfer portal, and there should be rules. They should not let coaches negotiate contracts, especially existing coaches, during the football season until after the national championship game. Come on, man. That's crazy.
All right. I agree with you, Alex. Thank you for calling from Miami. I mean, he operated in the rules. A man of his word, he did what he needed to do. And by the way, he did what was allowed in his contract. And so we could talk about whether or not what he did was honorable or whether or not what he did was fair. He can negotiate it. It was in his contract. And I know it sounds absolutely ridiculous. And this is a lot of cases. I don't want to say newsflash. Contracts are written. Contracts can be changed. Contracts can be renegotiated. But when you have in your contract right out of the damn gate that, oh, yeah, I can leave if I want. I just got to pay you. So what? Like, he was under contract for, what, 3 more years, 4 more years? But he has the language, the buyout clause in his contract, like most coaches do. Hey, if you leave, you got to pay us. It's simple as that. They're not locked in forever. And, I mean, unless they're firing him with cause, they don't have to pay him. And so I know it's stupid. It's one of the dumbest things ever. As far as I know, the college coaches, they don't got no union. And so it is the Wild Wild West. This is what makes all of this nuts. You got the NCAA who doesn't give a damn about anything. Nothing. They're like, regulations? What do you want us to do? We don't got nothing to do with this. So welcome to the world. We're going to have this chat in about, what is it, about 30 minutes? Bill Bender's going to join us, Botcher?
Yeah, less than 29.
Okay. How specific you are. What are your thoughts on this Lane Kiffin thing?
Personally speaking, I personally think I would have stayed out the year if I was Lane Kiffin, especially if you really believe you can win a national championship and probably add to your resume if you think you can win with Ole Miss.
But when you say stay out a year, what does that mean?
So when I say start of year, I say finish out the year and then sign with LSU.
Okay.
I don't think LSU, if they knew Lane Kiffin was going to be the next available head coach, I think they would wait to see if they get Lane Kiffin. I don't know if I would have rushed immediately to getting into, I know signing day is Wednesday, but I think if everyone knows that you're going to LSU in spirit, I would have finished out the year, stayed true to Ole Miss, try to win a national championship, and then leave to LSU. And I think people from Ole Miss maybe would follow you and they respected you because of that. And I think you get the name anyway, the names anyway, if you go to LSU, because it's big name school, big name coach, big name program. So I would have played out the year. That's what I would do.
I mean, but if the reality is you're leaving, just leave, right? I mean, that's basically what the school asked of him, because he didn't make it clear that he was going to stay. And they said, are you staying? You going? You coming? He said, I'm leaving. They said, all right, bye.
Yeah, that's also tricky, because you want to stay true to working out your contract. And
that's not what he wanted.
No, he didn't want that. But I'm just saying, like, you sometimes want to just play things out. Let stay true to what you can maybe do. Stay true to your people, your team. But I don't mind Ole Miss saying get out if you're not going to stay committed. So it's a point where in the middle you can see both sides. I think if you're more looking forward to the future of LSU, I don't mind him leaving early. But if you want to see more winning and you try to play out the year, get a national championship, I don't mind the Ole Miss side.
Yeah, hey, I'm out the door. I might as well go all in. And he thought he could be in and out at the same time. And they said, no, it doesn't work that way. So we'll have this chat with Bill Bender from the Sporting News. He'll be here with us in about 25 minutes to just really take a deep dive into this situation and some of the other coaching adjustments and changes that we've had. And will we ever have an adjustment when it comes down to the schedule in college athletics and college football? So we'll have that chat with Bill Bender. I told you, we got Monday Night Football. The countdown is on. A little more than 5 minutes away between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots going at it. We'll talk about this game, this matchup. And then there's so many people beefing. It's not just Ole Miss and LSU and Lane Kiffin in the middle of it. We got NFL players beefing all over the place. Why can't we all just get along? I'll explain on the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.